AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Pennsylvania for a speech on guns and violence.
You hear some of my friends in the other team talking about political violence and how it's necessary. Think about this now. Did any of you think, even as old as I am, you've ever been in an election where we talk about it's appropriate to use force, political violence in America? It's never appropriate. Never, period. Never, never, never.
Biden denounced the attacks and threats against the FBI and its agents following the search of former President Donald Trump's home for classified and top-secret federal files he seemingly refused to hand over to the National Archives. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last head of the Soviet Union, is dead at 91. Gorbachev's reforms led to the end of the vast nation. During a 2009 ceremony at the site of what was once the Berlin Wall, former President George Bush praised Gorbachev for his efforts.
Historians will recognize Mikhail for his rare vision and unfailing commitment to reform and openness, despite the efforts of those who would resist change and ignore the call of history.
Life expectancy falls again in the U.S.
U.S. life expectancy dropped for the second consecutive year in 2021, falling by nearly a year from 2020. That's according to a new government report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, the estimated American lifespan shortened by nearly 3 years. The last comparable decrease to that happened in the early 1940s during the height of the World War II. CDC officials blame COVID-19 for about half the decline in 2021, a year when vaccinations became widely available but new coronavirus variants caused waves of hospitalizations and deaths. Other contributors to the decline are longstanding problems such as drug overdoses, heart disease, suicide, and chronic liver disease. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Los Angeles area lawyer Avin Hernandez has been held for 5 months after reportedly unknowingly crossing the border from Colombia into Venezuela.
All of the U.S. Americans here feel like our government has abandoned us and dismissed us, and that they don't care about us.
Hernandez in a jailhouse recording. His stepfather, Pedro Martinez, says Hernandez and at least 10 other Americans held by Venezuela should not be forgotten.
I miss him so much. I want him to be here. Please, if the president hears this message, I beg him to do something for them.
The Biden administration is under pressure to do more to bring home roughly 50 U.S. citizens detained by hostile governments around the world. That includes a much-publicized effort to possibly swap a convicted Russian arms dealer for WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner. Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela holds the largest single group of Americans. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.